USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
From Texas all the way to the Ohio Valley, all the way up to New York, states are getting hammered by tornadoes. Now, this has been going on for well over a week, and there's really no end in sight. Ohio Republican Governor Mike DeWine tells Fox News that his state will recover.
We were hit really hard in three counties, one north of Dayton, but people are resilient.
President Trump says case closed in the special counsel investigation of Russia meddling into the 2016 presidential election. But Democratic Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi in San Francisco says regarding impeachment,
nothing is off the table, but we do want to make such a compelling case, such an ironclad case, that even Republican Senate, which at the time seems to be not an objective jury, will be convinced of the path that we have to take as a country.
USA Radio News.
Today, business happens here. Here. And virtually anywhere. Because today, innovative companies are reinventing the way business happens. And they need people who can keep up. With the expertise and technology to get packages to over 150 million delivery points. So, who can help you deliver the future of commerce? The United States Postal Service. See why we deliver more e-commerce packages to homes than anyone at usps.com/future.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now, that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
Authorities in Oklahoma say drones are hurting their flood rescue efforts. Here's more from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
The Tulsa area hit hard by dangerous flooding as the Arkansas River continues to rise, and emergency helicopters have been trying to search for flood victims and drop supplies in the area. But Sergeant Richard Muhlenberg of the Tulsa Police says their efforts have been hampered by people trying to take pictures of the damage with drones.
What we're having is people are flying drones out there outside of the standard regulations.
He says about 30 drones were flying illegally at one time in the area on Tuesday, and the helicopters had to be kept away to avoid a crash.
Cease and desist orders are being issued by a mayor in New Mexico to a private group that's building a wall along the U.S.-Mexico border. The Democratic mayor of Sunland Park, New Mexico, which is just north of El Paso, issued this cease and desist after it was determined that the group did not have the proper permits for the construction. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
With all the fighting on Capitol Hill, one of the things that seemingly politicians can agree upon most of the time is drug prices being too high and what we can do to control drug prices. Now, I had a chance to chat with Dr. Matt McCarthy. He's author of a new book titled Superbugs, The Race to Stop an Epidemic, and one of the things we talk about was what's being done to control drug prices by both Democrats and Republicans.
I quote a pharmaceutical CEO who says he has an ethical mandate to charge as much money as possible for his antibiotics because he's accountable to shareholders and not to patients. So this is an issue that affects all of us. And one of the things we're going to see is that there are these things called push incentives and pull incentives that are going to be proposed to get pharmaceutical companies to make new drugs. A push incentive is to go to a company and say, your company has a corporate tax rate of 20%. We'll cut that down to 15% if you promise to invest some of your excess profits into antibiotics. Now, that is a surefire way to get more money in the pipeline to make new drugs. And then the other proposal is called a pull incentive, which is to say to a company, if you invest in an antibiotic and you get it approved by the FDA and it's something that we all need to treat superbugs, rather than giving you 5 years of market exclusivity, we'll give you 20. That will allow the company to charge more money for their drug. That's going to drive up the cost of health care.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.